and I can't find the title number. And then on the
There's no way to get there's no way to get the title number unless you ask for it with the send it in and ask for it with the VIN number.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, but yeah. They won't accept the form without the title number.
Yeah, like, I know.
And it says right there, application for missing title
that's
number.
That kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Gary's not with us tonight.
No. He let us know that.
Yes, that's I feel for him.
Yeah.
I have one more to go.
Oh, no.
Yes, and that's going to be at the end of this month, I hope. One more and that's it. And I hope it's over.
Okay, so on the agenda for this evening, the conditional use application for mm-hmm. AutoZone,
yep.
which I presume is on the agenda to schedule a conditional use hearing.
Right.
What is the deadline for that we're avoiding for deemed approval on that?
What's their last extension letter to? Was it September?
We need to figure that out. That's why I'm bringing it up now during mm-hmm. the workshop.
They don't have an issue. There's no issue with that.
Well, if we need to get an extension letter, we need to get right. an extension letter.
I think all you do is call Mr. DeNario and have him do an extension letter to you in September. Because if we're going to have to do it the second week, the first week is going to be too.
It was an odd day for us.
It's an odd day, and I probably won't be able to make it because it's going to be a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right, not your regular meetings schedule. Yeah.
I don't know who MDM conference is.
Okay.
That's
Carmen Didiano.
Carmen.
Oh, it's Carmen.
And that's exactly what Carmen. We were discussing. If you want to take yourself off of mute.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Carmen. We were just talking about when our extension is until, and I wasn't sure for the conditional use.
Yeah. I know we wrote one extension letter, and I thought. I get them confused sometimes, but I thought it was good till October. But of course,
yeah, I thought it was too.
If you need your extension letter, that's not a problem.
All right. Well, we're going to check, and if we need one, we'll have Shahana call you. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and we're going to try to schedule it for our second meeting in September,
thank you so much.
Which would be the 15th. Would that be a good time for all of you?
September 15th?
Yeah, it's Monday, fun. September 15th at 7:15.
Yeah, we can certainly accommodate that. Would you like us to be appearing in person or?
Well, that's totally up to you. Rachel, what would you prefer? Would you like them to appear in person or can they do it online? They've been very efficient at doing it online.
Well, if they've been really efficient at doing it online, I guess I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, because at times they've had four or five people on.
As long as they're okay with being sworn in.
Right.
You know, the
right. You would be sworn in by the court reporter. But, yeah, I don't have an issue either way.
We probably need the video to be able to see it.
We could turn that video on and you guys can see me and we would be sworn in.
And if you want it, Carmen, if you wanted to just send Eric so that there's someone here, representative of the landowner, maybe that would work too, in case the board had questions regarding the land itself.
Yeah, it could either be Eric or it could be Bill Smith because he lives out that way. I'm 6 hours away, but Bill lives out that way, so we could probably make sure that somebody is there physically the evening of the 15th, and
right.
then anybody else that testifies, we could be sworn in through video conference.
And it was Bill who was here last time, right?
Yes, he was there in person, and then he was also on the call last for the Planning Commission meeting when mm-hmm. quite a few good questions come up, and Bill and the operations manager for AutoZone answered quite a few of the Planning Commission's questions.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you. I did have a question because mm-hmm. I was a little bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the last time, Bob... The last time you mentioned this project, that the project maybe I'm getting it from the difference between the letter from the Planning Commission, which said that the building was going to be taken down, but also referenced the narrative. And the narrative is still talking about the two uses, the restaurant use and the AutoZone use.
The conditions that we put on it were that both buildings have to come down.
Yes.
And AutoZone would be the only thing on the property.
So the narrative then needs to be updated.
Yes, I didn't realize that.
To reflect what's actually being done.
Right.
Right, so if there was a change from the original, then we need the updated narrative.
Okay, can you get an updated narrative to us?
But keep in mind that the Planning Commission had asked us to show the township what the ultimate build-out might be for the entire parcel, but certainly phase one is strictly the AutoZone. Mm-hmm. We don't know when the restaurant will be built, but one of the conditions from the Planning Commission, of course, was that the buildings be demolished, both on the AutoZone parcel, leased parcel, and the rear.
Yes.
And AutoZone and the property owner both accepted that condition, that those buildings would be demolished at the time the AutoZone was to be constructed. And I even think the comment was that before any vertical construction could begin, those buildings need to be demolished.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I think I have a better understanding now of what you're referring to. And I think then in that case, the narrative is accurate.
Correct.
It was just unclear to me, given the condition of demolishing, that there still was going to be a restaurant.
We wanted that to know what that thing was going to be, future development on the same lot. But there now, when they go for the future development, that's when we run into the problem with two buildings, which we will hopefully have settled by then.
And the only approval that's being asked for is the phase one AutoZone.
Right, the construction of the AutoZone,
gotcha.
Which again is to include the demolition of the existing house that would be on the second parcel, the second phase.
Correct, and the old restaurant. Yep, good. Thank you, Carmen.
So if that schedule works, so before us today is scheduling for that.
Right.
And then they'll need to make their notifications to the neighboring property owners and provide the documentation for the hearing. So that was one item that I thought we should probably talk about. Another item that I wanted to talk about, I just sent an email to you and Gary. Senator Brown is promoting a data center Senate hearing that's going to be live streamed for people and communities to get the answers of the things that they should know about data centers, because they're becoming such a hot topic in the in the region. And that's going to be coming up on August 11th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, or folks can attend in person in Archibald.
I'll be late.
Okay. So that's something that we should probably make sure that the Planning Commission members know about. I'm not sure
Are you going to be able to zoom into that or no?
It said that it will be live streamed.
Well, if it's live streamed, maybe we can record it.
Yeah, I would think that
probably record it.
C-SPAN, whatever they call the Pennsylvania version of C-SPAN.
PCN something.
Yeah, it should have, but when you can access it. So there shouldn't be a prohibition against recording it, because it should be recorded by them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Senator Brown's going to be.
Is that happening at the Borough Building, the Archibald Borough Building?
No. Valley View.
Oh, at the high school.
Valley View High School auditorium.
Okay, yep.
Goal is to help local governments, residents, and state government better understand data centers, their operations, and what role the state plays in their development.
Yeah, she was approached.
And they're also asking for questions in advance, and they'd like them at least 5 days before that, which is
tomorrow.
Like now.
So she's gotten a lot of inquiries, I know that. surrounding municipalities where she has offices.
Did I hear that Covington approved the one that spans between Covington and Jefferson, right? But Jefferson's zoning amendment adopting data centers being appealed in court, yeah?
Covington's is. Jefferson does not have an ordinance for data centers.
Okay.
Nor, in my opinion, do they have the infrastructure, but that's just my opinion.
Well, the infrastructure, I guess, is potentially buildable. It depends on
how much.
Right. And one of the big issues is the water, the volume of water that they intend to draw.
Yeah,
the water and electric.
Because Covington had a PennDOT facility that polluted most of the waters in the area for where the PennDOT facility was.
So they have limited sources of water.
Limited source of water.
Just so you know, I got a call in to PennDOT. Two things, but one thing was the bridge, because supposedly PennDOT was the ones who inspected that bridge.
Well, my record request to the county received a 30-day extension response, and I don't believe that I'll get any of the records I requested until the 30 days are up.
I'm working for PennDOT with a couple things now. We had a problem with, they put a drop box in many years ago at the corner of Chippy Cove and Foster Hill, and then the storm line runs underneath the road, drops down the other side, and there's a ditch line that runs all the way down to Sarah Street, and then there's another drop box that takes it on the ground out to Vandermark. Well, years ago we had problems with that flooding, so Lyle came out and everybody was looking at it, and we redid the opening to the storm drain. So now it's taking all the water, nobody's getting flooded out down below. But the guy who lives up top, Mark Malinchak, his septic system's getting flooded because the ditch line isn't big enough to handle heavy rain, and it overflows and goes into his septic, floods his septic out. So I spoke to PennDOT today. They came out and looked at it, and hopefully I'll have an answer on that in a couple of days. What they can do about it, or
that's
what they
the
can
gentleman
do.
That contacted
yeah, that's the one that
office.
His lawyer contacted you.
Right.
He called me about something else today.
Because PennDOT's stormwater.
They thought it was our water.
Our stormwater system.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's PennDOT's. PennDOT's.
They thought it was our water, and they were complaining that it was supposedly there was some type of a verbal handshake deal that this was all going to be done years ago.
There was a handshake deal between when Don was here.
Yeah.
Between the borough and Don, and then I guess they got into it and nobody did anything.
Between the borough?
Because the ditch line runs right on the...
It's borough property.
It's borough and township.
Yes, it's...
One side's township, the other side's borough.
One side's borough.
So, but the property owners already said they got no problem if they want to widen it, which is what it needs. It needs to be widened and deepened so it doesn't overflow.
Well, obviously, if they're having other problems from the stormwater, they would appreciate, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was happening is septic was getting flooded out years ago.
Well, PennDOT hasn't done anything.
Not yet. They just came out today and looked at it.
It's not... But
we went out and looked at it, and when I looked at it, I told Mark there was just too many big rocks in the ditch line. I said, the rocks got to be moved. So Mark went out and bought a machine, an excavator, went up the whole thing, took all the big rocks out of it, cleared it out, and then he wasn't having a problem. But every time there's a big storm, it overfloods and floods itself.
It overflows the ditch.
Yeah, it overflows the ditch line. That's pretty hard the way it comes down here. You got to remember that works.
It's a mountain.
Yeah, well, that water's coming down Chippy Cove Road and going in there, and coming down Foster Hill and going in there.
Rachel has more.
No, I'm just reading the correspondence.
Township officials.
I just wanted to let you know that PennDOT did come out and look at it.
I'm glad they did, because it really is their issue.
They're the ones creating the problem. He says, you mean our ditch box isn't working? Drop box? I said, no, drop box works fine. No. You took care of the problem on Foster Hill and Chippy Cove, because it was destroying the bottom of Chippy Cove Road and then running down the sides of
Foster
Hill.
Now it's destroying this guy's septic.
Now, yeah. know, his whole yard's wet. You walk in this, on the side yard, it's like.
I have a supervisor in your township that's just
yes.
like that.
What cost us $1,930 at the dispatch?
Speak up.
Is the autism going, like, is that the other one the is developmental plan? Or?
Auditor's report.
It's right now, it's just a conditional use for the use of
two checks. Zone.
They haven't done a land development.
I think I should bring those here.
Oh, okay, that's not here. They're not like ripping down the old water zone.
No, no, no. They're the old blue building next to Dollar General.
Okay.
That used to be a restaurant
gotcha.
Many years ago. That's got to come down in the garage in the back.
Okay, and that doesn't have anything to do with the.
Santos.
It's advertising. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing to do with Santos. Separate thing altogether.
Awesome, thank you. I haven't been to one in a while, so I was like, oh gosh, things have moved so fast, but it's not the same thing.
What are we looking at?
What is that?
Oh, when he was going on the zoning hearing board, we had him do a virtual class.
So it's a PSATS class?
Yeah.
And it was something we had to pay extra for?
I guess. We picked the class that he had to take.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next topic that I wanted to talk about for building the budget. Do you have Blue Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Blue Ridge at home? Did you get a notification of a mandatory switch to their streaming platform?
Yeah.
I think we need to know, does that mean no more cable franchise tax? Because I think it means the no more cable franchise tax. So, however we...
With what?
Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge is switching everyone over to their streaming service.
Okay.
And in other places where cable companies have done that across the state, it eliminates cable franchise tax.
Okay.
So, I think we need to
we
follow up on that.
We have a letter from Blue Ridge on that?
No, I don't think that we have. I haven't seen anything. But I think we should be proactive because what will happen is we just won't get franchise tax because they don't...
Have they paid the first quarter this year?
They pay for the whole year at one time.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Okay. So mm-hmm. they pay all the townships that represent, they pay quarterly.
Yeah, I didn't even talk to them about that, but I did call them about the streaming because all of a sudden I lost the menu. I lost some channels. So I called them up and said, hey, what's going on? You know, I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't have the rewind. Oh, you have to switch to streaming to get that now. I said, wait a minute, you didn't lower my bill.
So they switched you to streaming.
They didn't switch me to streaming.
They made you hook up to the streaming and give back your cable box.
Oh, that they tell you just throw them in the garbage. So okay. I got rid of the TV altogether because I said, how much can I save? Well, if you do away with the 100 channels and do this, that, and the other, we could save you $15 a month. I was paying $310 a month.
Right.
I said, no thanks. Do away with the TV. Well, then when I went into, I said, do you need the boxes back? They're like, no, just throw them in the garbage. We disconnected you. They said, can you ask why you disconnected? I said, $300 a month. I can't afford it. Just pull my wife a new car. Those payments come first.
But the truth is,
they said if I switched to streaming, I would have saved
$90
a month. I said, nobody told me that when I called the office. They told me I'd save $15 a month.
Yeah.
I think they're wrong. I don't know who's right, but I don't care at this point. Get rid of it.
I have a sinking feeling that mandatory switch is going to result in elimination of cable franchise tax.
And that's
whether that means we get none in this January or whether it means we get half in January and then never again, I couldn't tell you. We need to follow up on that as part of our budgeting process.
Okay.
If you would contact them and let them know that we're aware that they're
That's
making this
they
mandatory switch. Yeah, it's been decreasing for the last, it's been decreasing the entire time I've been on the board. Every year it's been less. Which is largely because people are switching to streaming services and doing away with cable. As Bob said, once the bill is $300 a month, people start thinking a little bit more.
They still need internet, don't they?
Well, internet is separate, so that's what Bob said, right? He eliminated his cable TV and your bill went down by...
It went down $200 a month.
Oh, yeah. So I haven't had cable TV in years through Blue Ridge. I just have the internet.
Don't have cable TV, then you don't pay cable franchise tax.
But they still pay for the internet
service.
Yeah.
The internet service isn't subject.
When you do away with
isn't subject to cable franchise tax. I did a whole thing at the PSATS conference.
Is there
all over the state this is happening? Right. Okay. Companies are making it mandatory switch over to their streaming service. And when they switch to the streaming service, there is no more franchise tax.
Okay.
It is not covered
so
under the law.
So in other words, you can have BRC cable, but it's on their streaming service. I don't want it anyway. I'd much rather just have their internet.
My point is, as we start budget preparations, it would be important to know if that $10,000+ is not going to be there for next year.
I have to check.
And I have a sinking feeling that the answer is going to be it's either going to be much less or non-existent for next year.
I don't think it's going to be non-existent.
We need to know.
Because I think the way the Telecommunications Act is set up, that the specialty services still have to pay for specialty services.
Otherwise, they got to open a cable up another
service. HBO, Cinemax, all that stuff, they still have to pay for that, even if they offer it on streaming.
Well, the fact of the matter
is, they can offer it on streaming where you got to pay for it.
That's what they're probably going to do.
I'm guessing that they're paying us retroactively.
Correct.
So it's August, they've been collecting for the base of, you know, this point of the year, and it will be, as people switch over, there will be...
Coming down.
Right, so the last half of the year, virtually, will be next to nothing. So we need to follow
up
on that.
Yeah, I'm going to look at our franchise agreement, too.
I think that would be probably timely. That was signed before I came on the board, so it's probably just about at its end anyway.
I think it was a 5-year.
And I think it was signed right before I came on the board.
Right.
So it would be up.
Yeah, I think we had, the controversy was they wanted a 10-year renewal, and the board only wanted a 2-year renewal because they wanted to force them to hook up some of the areas that weren't hooked up. And they settled on 5, and they actually did do some accommodation on the hookups. But.
Well, I think at this point, the tax may be going away, and mm-hmm. we should find that out before we get too deep in the budget process.
If they do away totally with the franchise fee, then I think they got to open up their cable loading companies too. Right?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Anybody's trying to sign up. So.
Is that? Yeah.
No, more streaming services.
The streaming services you can get as long as you have a device that will process them.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
You're talking about
internet service, rather.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have to really speed up their internet service. Their broadband is awful. Blue Ridge.
Whatever it is, 50 BMPs a minute, that's it. Here. It's like all of them. Why is this thing so slow? Well, you got the basic, cheapest thing you could have. And when I looked it up, 50 is the basic. They can't, that's why I got the new modem, because we were dropping below 50. When we were on uploads, we were only at 1.25, where it had to be over 3. We're actually running on the modem now that we had 10 years ago. I see. When the modem.
That's not good.
And when we, the service tech.
Security wise, that's not good.
Said this is a better modem than the new ones.
Yeah, and it probably is.
And it's still got the security.
For speed, but for security.
I think it's still got the security.
I'm sure it has a really old firewall on it.
I think they upgrade that if it didn't come through their system. Because it feeds right to their system.
That's what they say.
I don't trust them.
you've received these reports.
Which ones? Conservation?
Yeah.
It's just a technicality.
Which was that?
Lot 35. They, instead of doing this sequence, they did this and then that.
Milford Hills?
Yeah, Milford Islands, yeah.
Milford Islands, yeah.
So they're writing them up because they didn't follow sequence. The BMP doesn't read that way.
That's pretty sad.
Can you scan that and make sure the Planning Commission members and the supervisors all have it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Beth is speaking good.
I went to that meeting for Lot 40 up in Milford Islands with the owner of the building.
How'd that go?
It went good, but they're just going like, well, if you know, the process is to put the driveway in, and then you're going to do your retainment basin, and then this, and you change it and do this first, you got to rewrite it. It's getting to where you got to rewrite
everything. That's the trouble with individual NPDES permits.
And I don't agree with them on a lot of things, like that poor, what's his name? Guy we put on the zoning board. He had it on his house. He had an enclosed porch off the back second floor of the house, and just two posts coming down. So they didn't put it on their soil and erosion control plan because it's still open underneath. That didn't fly with them.
They signed when they pick up their checks.
I called them and they said, well, you know, it's still a roof over it. I said, put the hole underneath, 8 feet, or 8 or 10 feet.
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What nice weather, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
I said 8 or 10 feet of it underneath, it's still wide open. It's still going to get drained.
It's still...
It's not lot coverage, and they considered that lot coverage.
They do. Because there's a structure above it.
Okay, well, what runs up there is going to go underneath. Mm-hmm. They're getting to where, remember DER when they got rid of them? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. DEP's getting one, just as bad.
One can only hope.
Yep. I'm an advocate for it. They're getting crazy. And your problem is they got all new people in there now, and they don't realize some of the laws that are on the books. The guy taking the court and lost.
Yet?
Oh, 6:59. You still have 1 minute.
I'm still signing over here. Gary's not able to join us today.
So you have to sign.
I see you didn't work today.
We had the alarm that goes off, like at the beginning of the Pink Floyd song.
Ding. Time.
Now we're going to sing Time by Chamber. Time has come today.
Time has come today.
Yep, time.
All right.
Did you make it?
She made it.
So much.
Call this meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Little pauses between.
Excuse me.
Sorry to hear that, Bob.
You gotta see my ritual before I sing.
I can imagine.
Nose spray. Inhaler.
Oh my.
Couple pills.
I'll entertain a motion for the minutes.
I'll second that. Oh, I gotta make the motion. I'll make a motion when you sit. Which one, Lord? Minutes of
7:21.
7:21.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. See, Treasurer's Report, Shahana.
Sure, please. After the last meeting, I received $222 from code inspections and 25 cents from a right-to-know request, and that's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's not with us this evening, so we will skip over the Roadmaster's report. Zoning?
Okay, at the last meeting, I skipped the zoning. So before the last meeting, the three permits were issued, one for single-family dwelling, a well permit for the same property, and also a fence permit. And then after the last meeting, one permit was issued for a sign in a professional office, and also a certificate of use for an above-ground pool was issued. That's it.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Public participation.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys. So how's it going? Do we have a new zoning? Do you have a new zoning officer?
Indeed, we do.
Oh, my goodness. And has he started?
Yes, he has.
Okay. So I will once again make a formal request to the zoning officer that he go up to 6, Route 6, and contact the owner of that property and find out why those 18-wheelers are there.
Where were we at with that, with the permits? Nowhere?
No, the only explanation was that there was a previous use for parking.
But they haven't provided.
Yeah, we have a copy from the attorney that did the zoning hearing in whatever year that was, 2004.
They do have, they showed a permit for?
Not a permit, but they listed that as one of the uses.
Ah,
right.
2004. So that, but they got the conditional use.
Right.
And the parking of trucks was on that?
That was one of the things requested.
Okay.
So
that's the answer, Fred.
Yeah, and that's a document I haven't seen, so I will request that we're ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred. Mm-hmm. Public participation.
Nobody.
Nothing else?
Well, I'm seeing Mr. Public is here.
Bill's not. Yeah, Bill's here.
Bill, yeah, Bill's there. Kevin's there.
It was a joke.
Okay. Very good. Secretary's report, please.
Sure. Thank you. Dana Bloom, Secretary of Pike County Association of Township Officials, notified that the annual convention of Township Officials of Pike County will be held this year on Friday, October 3rd. An evening of geology will be held at the Pike County Conservation District on September 26th. I also received the approval for 2025 Road T-432 paving project from PennDOT. Chapter 102 inspection reports from the Pike County Conservation District for two properties on Valley View Court, the August newsletter from the Pike County Area Agency on Aging, and the monthly tax revenue summary from the Pike County Tax Administrator. And that's all.
What was the first one with Diana? Where are they holding it?
Best Western.
Best Western?
That's going to need to go on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Please. And please let the Planning Commission know the dates. It's all for Secretary's report. Old business. Planning for the Community Engagement Committee meeting is what I think we would be talking about planning for at this point. We set a date for September 27th, and I think that's about as far as we got. So I'm not sure what other, with Gary not here, what other we want to do, or if we want to just move past that for today. What's your pleasure, Bob?
Sorry.
The community engagement committee meeting that we talked about,
right,
having the open house on the 27th.
Right.
Was there anything else you wanted to go over on that today, or do you want to move that
did
forward?
We get response from everybody? 27th worked good.
I'm not sure that we had, other than the supervisors, I don't think we had anyone else here to ask about the date. I don't think there's been any follow-up.
No, I think we should just put it on the website then. It's not on here yet, is it?
No, I imagine it's not. Okay, so we'll do that. Let's do a press release, and I'll do like a graphic for social media.
Okay.
And we probably need to figure out.
Do we need this signed up here?
Yes, please. I signed all the rest. And then whatever food arrangements we're going to need to figure out.
This goes back to her.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
All the rest.
Thank you.
Did you want to do anything else on that?
Unless we get inside what we're going to do. Coffee and donuts? Or?
Yeah.
Bourbon and 7-Up?
I mean, I think rather than get Dunkin' Donuts, we got the big pot that my wife uses for meetings and stuff. We can make a big pot of coffee. I don't know if she'll make donuts for it.
I imagine your wife is not going to make donuts for everyone. That would be a bit of a big ask.
Yeah. But we'll do the coffee.
Okay. So
if we can, you know, maybe ask Price Chopper. They got good donuts. We'll see how much they are, and I'll let you know. How many should we get, though? People to expect.
Okay, so would we like a sign up?
Yeah, if you can, put it on the. Go, ask them to go to the website and sign up for the their meeting. They can get together, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. One thing that we usually do at the beginning of either August or September is our annual emergency services recognition month.
Right.
And I think last year we did September, which at this point it would be late for August. So I think we probably want to start planning now for that. And I don't know if we want to do something that day specific with emergency services. If it is emergency services appreciation month for September, that would be a good moment to highlight that.
Yeah. You're talking about inviting them to the same thing?
Sure. Well, yeah. If it's community engagement, engaging the fire department in that conversation.
I would see if they could make it, because it would be good to have them here.
Okay.
So that people can see who's out there working for them.
That goes into another item on the agenda, but we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Anything else on that subject?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is Planning Board Recommendation Conditional Use Application for AutoZone. We have received a letter from the Planning Commission indicating that they have moved the application forward to us with the recommendation for conditions and approval. So we need to schedule our public hearing.
Yep.
And
9:15 at
7:15 p.m. Okay.
Sounds good to me. Carmen, you good with that?
Yep. I'll talk to Eric for a bit to make sure somebody's physically there, and I'll have the rest of the team virtually, and we're ready to go.
Thank you, Carmen.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Thanks, folks.
Is that a motion, Bob?
Oh, yeah, I'll make the motion that we do it. 9:15 at 7:15.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I just wanted to make it clear to the applicant that we believe that the demolition should be satisfied.
Yeah, we went over that one.
Any other permits or issues?
I did inquire about that during the workshop because it was unclear to me because the narrative says both uses and the demolition is on the Planning Commission recommendation letter. and I got the clarification back that although both uses